Menachos Perkei Mishneches Hoy Mehari Olai B'machvas. Somebody's Mechayev himself a Minchas Machvas, which is the type of mincha which is baked in a machvas, rather fried. Lo Yovi B'marcheshes. It's a different type of carbon. The Torah describes it differently. If he says B'marcheshes, so then Lo Yovi B'machvas. The two are not interchangeable. It's two separate meanings. What's the difference? The kli that it's made in, what's the difference? The macheshes yesh lo kisui, the machves in lo kisui. The macheshes has a cover, and the machves does not have a cover. This is the shita how he learns the pasuk according to Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel loimer, macheshes amuka, the kli that a macheshes is deeper, umaseh reichashim, and it's like it moves around, it wobbles. It's not as hardly baked. Umachvas tzofa, umaseh koshim. Machvas is lower, so it's not as deep, umaseh koshim. Therefore, the fire bakes it on a deeper level, and memel it's koshim, it's baked harder. This is the way it's brought down in Rashi and Chumash, and this seems to be the halacha. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. It's interesting in Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the Mishnah doesn't speak out what's actually the difference. It just says what type of kli is used, a kli with a cover. The Gemara gives a whole arichus of the end of Samach Gimel, fascinating discussion about if there's a difference in what type of kli, but the zach itself is not really different. So what's the difference? So the Gemara makes a whole drosha and agoda. That machvas and macheshes are coming to be mechaper. A person would bring a carbon to be mechaper on certain shortcomings, not naveru gemura, but on hirurei alev. So the pasuk in Tilum says in capital memhei rochash libi dova toiv. So rechishe halev are hirurei averu shebelev, and that's why it's covered over because it's deep in the heart. So it's mechusa. Masheikain. Machvas is related to the word nevoiche haper, are things that a person says that are dvar masur. There's no carbon chatos. You bring carbon mincha. The Gemara grad declares that maybe it could be faked. Maybe machbue halev are things that are hidden in the heart, and rachshe haper is dvarim asurim that come out. But Lamai said that was the Kabbalah. So this is the. This is the difference between the two of them. Mishnah Tesa. Oy mehari olai bitanur. Lo yovi mafe kupach. Umase rofim. Umase yoris arvim. Let's explain. If somebody says that he's going to bring a minchas mafe tanur, he just says it's going to be baked in the oven. Obviously, it's not a machvas or a macheshes. Obviously, it's not a minchas soilus. Lamaisa, there are two types of minim in the Torah that are baked in an oven under the name kav mincha. There's chalos and rikikin. So first the Mishnah lists off that which the kelim in the oven, which are certainly don't fit this description of minchas machvas tanur. The Mishnah describes a kupach, which is a smaller than an oven. So the texture, the baking is going to be a different process. The tanur and the kupach are described in Perikira in Shabbos. Mafe ra'ofim. The pieces of cheres, also it's a different type of baking. It's not a tano. Umafe yere so arvim are vats of arvim. It's also a baking, but it's different process. Ebudaimem rotso yovi mafe kupach. A kupach is enough closely related to a tano to fit the bill of what the Torah calls a mincha machvas tano. If he says, hare olai minchas mafe, lo yovi mechze chalos and mechze rekikin, it's either going to be kulei chalos or kulei rekikin. That's the min of the carbon. Reb Shimon Matir, neishu carbon echot. The Tanakhama holds that the pasuk says korban mincha is one type. Reb Shimon says be'etzem they're both a mincha machas tanur. So you could bring half like this and half like this. The half that we're referring to is the shear of a korban mincha as asar chalos, are the ones that are baked. So to bring chomesh chalois rikikin and chomesh chalois, that is allowed to do. It's important to know that even according to Reb Shimon, if he spoke out mufurish that he's going to bring a minchas machvet Minchas Mafet Tanur Chalois, or Rikikin, he has to bring what he said. It's only if he said it's Stam, so he can bring Mechtzisa Mechtzisa. What's not Mufurish is, does it have to be 5-5? L'chair Mechtzisa Lav Davka. He can bring 6 and 4, 7 and 3, 8 and 2, whatever he wants. Another cash over here that the Rishonim, the Mufurish bring Tveret Zerol, and it's really kasha from Rishonim in different places, Kloliyistika, Menochistika, kasha, is why does the Mishnah have to be Memayit than the first part of the Mishnah? Kupach, Ra'ofim, Yeris, Arvim, L'chayra, this is a halacha we'll see in the Perek Yud Aleph, that all Karban Menochis, Lishosam, Varichosam, Bifnim. The Kiddush of the Karban Mincha is not like a behemoth, we've said numerous times. Where a behemoth, a person is magdish a behemoth, can be magdish a behemoth 10 miles away, 100 miles away, and then he can bring the behemoth with him. Kiddushas ha-korban of a korban mincha is chal when it's put into the kli shor. It's not b'kiddushas ha-peh. It's made kodesh, kiddushas b'de kabayis, but l'maisa, kiddushas korban mamish is only when it's put into the kli shor. The kli shor is that which is in the Azorah. They didn't have these type of kelim d'azor. They have whatever the Torah described. So why does it have to be? Because the word tanur in the Torah doesn't mean that. Suffice it to say that there's no klishos of that type. So one of the mahalchim and the mefarshim over here is that the din of lishosim varichosim bifnim is not a psul yoytze if it was baked outside. The lisho and the aricho and the putting into klishos has to be bifnim. But Lemaisa, if it was taken out of the Azorah before it was actually before the Avodah, it's not Nifsal B'yotze. The Nifsal B'yotze, same way a Korban is not Nifsal B'yotze before the Shechit Kabbalah Elochazrika. So the Korban Mincha put into the Klisharis, even though it was Niskadish already, but it doesn't have a Psul Yotze. So it's talking about that it was put into the Klisharis in the Azorah. It was already like a Mincha because Lishosim Varichosim, but the Afir took place outside the Azorah, and Taka took place in something that was foreign to the Azorah. But the question is whether you yoytze that texture, that Surah Safir, for the Shem Minchas Mafetana. Not the Mishnah has to say that that's not.